grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for Christmas Day, the first chapter of St. John, the 9th through the 14th verses. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Once again on this blessed Christmas day, we come to the manger bed of Jesus, and there we both contemplate and adore the great mystery of the Incarnation, of God in the flesh and blood, the very humanity that is yours and mine. Every time we join in confessing our faith in the words of the Creed, we confess our faith in this great mystery of the Incarnation. And so great is the mystery that it was long the custom to reverently bow or to kneel when we confess that the eternal Son of God came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. But it's one thing to affirm with our lips this great and wondrous mystery. It's another thing altogether to make the connection between this blessed truth, this blessed reality, and the ambiguities, perplexities, and measureless sadnesses of life as we in fact experience it. I really can't remember how many times people going through more than difficult times have in effect asked me, does God have some plan, some purpose for my life? Perhaps not exactly in those words, but you can tell that what the person is asking is this question. Does God have some plan, some purpose for my life? I try never to take that kind of question lightly or to answer it glibly, because it's not a question of the mind on whose answer little depends. It's rather a question of the heart on which just about everything depends. Does God have some plan, some purpose for my life? Does he truly care about me, a tiny speck of life on a planet which, compared to the unimaginable vastness of the universe, is itself so very, very small? Does God have some plan, some purpose for my life? The answer to that question is that he does. But the plan and the purpose are more than we can ask or think. In the Gospel read on this day, St. John answers this question in this way. The Word, God the Son, became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God. God's plan, God's purpose for your life and for mine is nothing less than this, that we become like him. And this, by his grace, we can do. Regardless of the incidental details of our biography, what we usually mean when we talk about a plan for our lives. Regardless of those details, such as who our parents are, the time we were born, our life's work, or a whole series of odd jobs done along the way. Regardless of our health or lack of health, regardless of the length or the shortness of our lives, regardless of all that and through all that, God's plan, God's purpose for our lives is that we should grow in likeness to him. And this is the wonderful vision given to us in Jesus, God made human. Because he shared in our life, we are called to share in his goodness and peace, his kindness and compassion, his joy and his wisdom, in his gentleness, in his oneness with his Father, and his constant doing of the Father's will, in his endless life and love. That is God's vision for your life and for mine. Now, nobody can deny that so much that we daily see and experience flatly contradicts this vision. Just think, for example, of that dreadful vision. Yes, that nightmare of man the consumer. Man the consumer. The consumer of goods and services and, indeed, of people. Our throwaway society where everything, including people, is casually disposable. People, nothing more than commodities, to be disposed of as we wish or as evil men wish. How much we wound one another by our thoughtlessness and our pride, by our blindness to crying human need, by the way in which we so often simply fail to notice the other person. The good news of this blessed Christmas day is that our Maker has noticed us and made himself known, not exhaustively, nor to satisfy our curiosity, but to draw us into his life, into his love. And so the true and genuine victories of life are not so much those moments when our own well-made plans succeed, but those moments when his love has its way with us, when something of his goodness and peace, his kindness and compassion, his wisdom and his gentleness and his joy can be seen, however dimly, however fleetingly, in us and among us. The light shining from the manger bed of Jesus pierces all our darkness and places our little lives, with all their confusions and triumphs and defeats, safely in the light of that love who not only made us for himself, but loved us so much that he would rather die than be without us, and then rose from the dead so that even death might be swallowed up in light and joy. That light shone on you in your baptism, when by water and the Holy Spirit he made you his own beloved child, who, as St. John writes, born again, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, who was born this day of Mary. And the light that once shone on us in baptism shines on us now at the altar, where the Lord, who was once found by the shepherds wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, is found no less really, no less truly, in the hallowed bread and cup. Lowly were the manger and the swaddling clothes, and lowly are the hallowed bread and wine. But precious beyond measure is the treasure they both alike contain. Jesus, our Savior, who is all light, all love, all joy. Does God have some plan, some purpose for my life? Yes, he does, that I might share in his. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.